You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm truly rejoicing and I'm glad in it. You have tuned in to the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We are a radio ministry for Victory International Ministries, Victory International Praise Ministries, located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. I'm your host in the studio today, Minister Andre Jordan, and our pastors, wonderful pastors are Pastor Thomas Robinson, Pastor Teresa Robinson. Love you to stop by. Meet us at Victory Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Today, we're going to look into the scripture. I'm excited about the word, always excited about the Lord, always excited and thankful for his goodness. But I want to talk from the topic of being mission-minded today. And so let me just open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much that you're mission-minded. Thank you, Father, for Jesus and the blood of Jesus and the redemptive work of Jesus, Father, in that he finished the mission, finished the assignment. And because of that, we now have access to the Father once again, back to the original mandate mission of mankind. So we thank you so much. Holy Spirit, open up our hearts to the word today. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see. Let us be willing and obedient to you. Let us yield our vessel to you. We pray that people are strengthened that are listening on today. People are encouraged that are listening on today, Father, that you would ignite flames in our heart again to do the will of the Father. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So, I'm thinking about the word of the Lord and thinking about what it means to be kingdom-minded, mission-minded. I think about Jesus. Jesus was mission-minded. Jesus had an assignment in the earth. Saying that, I want to say we also that have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, both, not just Savior, and we still maintain the reins and we govern our own lives, but we accept him as our Lord and Savior, that we now submit to his will and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and obey Holy Spirit, obey the word of God to do the will of the Father. And so that is what I want to talk about today. Jesus said, Jesus said, John 9, verse 3, Jesus answered and said, the works of God should be made manifest. Jesus said, while it is day, night comes when no man can work. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. He's the light of the world, and he wants to shine in me, and he wants to shine in you, and he wants us to manifest the works of God through us. Mission-minded, mission mandate. Why are we here? What are we here for? What is our purpose? What was Jesus's purpose? From the beginning, if we look at Hebrews 10, Jesus always was mindful of his purpose and mindful of his mission. Jesus said, when people were pulling at him to go here, go there, do this, do that, Jesus said, I must do the will of the Father, the will of him that sent me. Jesus was focused on what did God want him to do. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, and Jesus was led of the Holy Spirit. Jesus fully completed the assignment of God for his life 100%. 100%. We want to look at Hebrews 10. Let's go there. Verses 5 through 10. Hebrews 10, if you have the ability, turn in your Bible with me. Hebrews 10, our topic being mission-minded, kingdom-minded, not our own-minded, but minding the will, the purposes of God for our lives. We got, in order to be mission-minded, in order to be kingdom-minded, we got to break up with our own will. Sometimes we're in love with our will, what we will and won't do, will and won't take. But the Lord is not looking for us to be man will, personal will. He's looking us to be mission-minded. God will be done. That is what the Father is looking for. So if you turn with me just quickly to Hebrews 10, I'm going to start at verse 5. It says, hence, when he, Jesus Christ, entered into the world. Let's talk about Christ, who was in heaven with the Father and the Spirit. But he was willing, because of the big mess that Adam and Eve made in the garden, Christ was willing. So when he, Christ, entered into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you, speaking of God, have not desired, but instead you have made ready a body for me to offer. This is a dialogue with Jesus and the Father. He said, Christ said, in burnt offerings and sin offerings, you have taken no delight. Burnt offerings and sin offerings were not going to get the mandate or mission accomplished. They were insufficient. Christ said, you have made ready, you have prepared a body for me to offer. A body, God, you've prepared. God has prepared a body for me and you. And he's looking for the same thing he looked for through Christ, our elder brother, our blueprint, our role model, our example. those that are willing to offer themselves a living sacrifice for the assignment, mission, mandate, will of the Father. I pray that's you today. I pray that's me today. Those bold believers that are willingly, obediently, aligning with the will of the Father to complete our individual mission in the earth. The mission is the same. The mission is the same as Christ. Die to self, obey the Father, do and follow his instructions and the leading of the Holy Spirit. How we carry it out might be different. He might have a different assignment for you, a different assignment for me, but the overarching goal and mission of the Father as remains the same. Verse 6, in burnt offerings and sin offerings, you take no delight. Then Jesus said, lo, here I am. Here I am, Father. That is the words, three words that the Father wants to hear from you and I today. Here I am. Back to Old Testament Samuel. God kept calling his name. Finally, the wisdom of the priest Eli said, when he calls you again, answer three words. Here I am. Here I am. Those three words will always be the right answer, the right response. Here I am. What about you and I today? Can we offer that to God? He's calling us. He's calling all of mankind back to himself, back to alignment. And he's looking for those that are willing, obedient, with the right response. Here I am. Those that understand their role and position is obedience to the will of the Father. Those that have died to self, died to the things of this world. Those that have broken up or divorced their will that they might do and complete the will of the Father, the assignment of the Father. Those that are submitted to the Father's will. Here I am. Declare today, Lord, here I am. Lord, forgive me for many times I didn't answer like that. Forgive me for when I gave you excuses. Forgive me when I was still in love with my will. Forgive me when I did not have kingdom mindset, mission mindset. But today, may we say before the Father from our hearts, here I am. Verse 7, I'm in Hebrews 10, verse 7. Then Jesus said, lo, here I am, to the Father. He said, come to do your will, O God. I have come. He left his place in heaven. He said, God, you've prepared me a body. And the reason God prepared the body, because Jesus was willing to take the assignment and the mission. Jesus said, lo, here I am. I've come to do your will, O God, to fulfill that which is written of me in the volumes of the book. Already written, our life, our story, our book, already written. Already what God's plan and will and purpose for our lives, already written. What does God need? He needs a here I am from us. He needs a willingness from us to step into, align ourselves with, to marry, if it were, his will, that we divorce our will, break up with our will, tell your will, it's not me, it's you. It's not me, it's you. You gotta go. Marry the will of the Father. I'm married to it. He's put an engagement ring on my finger. I'm committed and faithful to it. That is what here I am is communicating. I'm
committed. I'm in covenant with you. I'm in covenant, Father, with your will. I'm married. I'm betrothed and married to your will. No longer I, not my will. Thy will be done. Verse 7 says, your will, he says, I've come to do your will, O God, to fulfill what is written of me in the volume of the book. The Father, I'm going to skip to verse 9, Hebrews 10, verse 9. He went on to say, lo, here I am, come to do your will. Thus he does away and annuls the first or former order that he might inaugurate and establish the second order. He's come to do away with the sin nature error of Adam, that he might inaugurate the second, the latter order. Christ has come that we might be redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death imputed when Adam fell. Christ has come to redeem us from the bondage of sin. Challenge. Our focus is a challenge. Our mindset is a challenge. Our focus must be on the Father. The challenge is when our focus is on other people. Our focus cannot be people, places, or things. Our focus cannot be the world culture, the world mindset. Our focus has to be on the Father. We must be unwaveringly clear on where the focus is. Focus upon the Word of God. The scripture tells us to focus on those things which are above. Colossians 3:2, set your mind, set your affection on the things above, not on the things on the earth. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Focus is so important in a kingdom mindset, in a kingdom mandate, in a mission mindset. Focus, we've got to be clear on purpose. We've got to be clear on intent. We've got to be clear that my focus is on the Father and the will of the Father, and that commitment and covenant and marriage to the Father's will, not my will. We've got to crucify our flesh. We've got to divorce and break up with our will to the Father's will. My will is to do the Father's will. There's no separation or distance. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Jesus knew his assignment. Jesus came. Jesus was sent into the world that he would do and fulfill the will of the Father. We read that in Hebrews 10, how he came willingly to sacrifice himself that he would do the will of the Father. We, you and I, were also sent. How were we sent, you ask? Through the birth canal of our mother's womb. And our mission remains the same. Our mandate remains the same. Our mission and assignment, should we choose to accept it, we must accept and embrace and have a clear understanding. We're not just here for la-di-da. God is gracious and he gives us everything to enjoy from him, from his hand. He provides, he takes care of, he blesses. He makes us wax great for his glory. But the mission, the assignment is to do the will of the Father. What is the will of the Father? What is the will of the Father? The will of the Father is that we would, Matthew 28:18-20 gives us some instructions concerning the Father's will. And Jesus came and he spoke unto them saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. We have some instructions. Teach, to go, be willing, to obey, to teach, to instruct, to disciple, to win souls, to baptize, to be reminded. Teach them the word of God. Teach them the scripture. Teach them to observe what the Father and what the Son, what the Spirit say. Be reminded that we can be at peace because God is always with us. Christ has made his abode in us. We are his living temples. We are his living epistles. We're to marry the word and get to the point that the word, we're so full of the word, we're an expression of the living word in earthly vessels. To do the Father's will, Jesus came, Luke 19:9-10 tells us, for the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. How is Jesus doing that in the earth today? That was his assignment and purpose, seeking to save those that were lost. Jesus came as an SOS. Jesus came in response to an SOS. The world was a hot mess, a fireball that the enemy headed, was trying to head straight to hell, because that is the destination ultimately of Satan. So Jesus came in response to the SOS of the earth. And you and I are here today, bold believers, in response to the SOS of the earth today. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. We are here to seek and to save those who are lost, to teach, to go, to baptize, to teach them the word of God. What are we teaching them? Not us, not ourselves, to not draw attention or seek or pursue glory for ourselves, but to point people to the Father, to point people to Christ, to point people to the one that can save and deliver, to give people the hope of Jesus, to share the gospel, to be God-focused, kingdom-minded, kingdom mission-minded. Our mission is obedience to the will of the Father. Our mission is to be Father-focused. Are we Father-focused? Where's our focus? I talked about the challenge. The challenge is when our focus is not upon the Father, not upon the will of God, when we're not relying and depending upon the Holy Spirit of God, when we're selfish, self-focused, self-absorbed. Jesus said, Matthew 7:21, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, you can call me Lord, Lord, but do you do the will of my Father? Jesus said, here, there's a differentiation. Those that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 12:50 says, for those that shall do the will of my Father, which is heaven, the same is my brother, my sister, my mother. I talked earlier, Christ is our example, the blueprint. He's our elder brother. And he has passed the baton and the mission to us. Continue to fulfill the mission. Continue to fulfill assignment. Christ has redeemed man. We can't redeem mankind because we came through we inherited the sin nature of Adam. But through Christ's redemption, no sin, knew no sin, through his shed blood and resurrection, we now continue the work that he left here. We now continue the mandate, let me say it like that, that he left for us. Continue in my name. Continue in my name. Be not, Romans 12:2, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what we teach. To be renewed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God is. That's the bullseye to the mission. Knowing the perfect will of God, walking in the will of God, walking in submission to the will of God. The scripture tells us in Romans, we're to die to ourselves, die to our flesh, die to our will. Our wills must be submitted and surrendered to the will of the Father. Romans 6:11-14 reads like this: for he that is dead is free from sin. I must die. I must die like a kernel of corn that must die before it can produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit. For he that is dead is free from sin. Why won't we die to ourselves? Why won't we die to our flesh? Now, if he be dead with Christ and believe what we shall with what we shall also live with Christ. If I'll die, let Christ come alive in me. I'll live with Christ. Christ will live through me, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. Death doesn't have dominion over us. We are to be dead to sin, dead to self, dead to our flesh, but alive in Christ, a living Christ, a living God living in us. The scripture says, Romans 6:11, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it or the lust of sin. Don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but yield yourself to God. That's what we read when we read Hebrews 10, where Christ said, here I am. And that is our cry today and our decree. We're no longer under law, but under grace. Christ came, John 6:38. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but for to do the will of him that sent me. And that is our mission and assignment today. I pray that you're stirred in your heart and reminded you have a kingdom mission. You have a kingdom mandate, that you would be mission minded, that you would be obedient to the mission of God, that you would be obedient and father focused to the divine mission that we all have. I pray that the broadcast has blessed you. This is Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. God bless you and keep you.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935.